Sisters Mildred Potter Thorson and Honey Potter Eliason grew up with their three other siblings, Marge, Pat, and Merle, in the Hovland and Pigeon River area. In this edition of Moments in Time, Mildred and Honey swap stories about growing up on the North Shore back in the 1940s and 50s. Mildred Potter Thorson.
I was born in my grandpa's building up there. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to say I was born in a sauna, but I was.
I am Lillian / Honey Potter Eliason. I was born in 1938 in Hovland, and it was called Minstrom's Road for many years, and now it is called Spruce Point Road. And I believe both Marge and I were born down there, and of course I don't remember anything of living there.
I remember when both of them were born, because Mom hollered and those babies were crying. And it was the daytime and we were just put outside. And then finally the doctor came and signed the certificate. Mom had all five of us children with no doctors and no hospital. And then when they were gonna come, they came right now. There was hardly anything. Go fishing. We would go with my dad to go and set nets out in the lake. Either we would row the boat, each of us row the boat, or we would put the nets go out with them. We didn't have life jackets. We didn't have anything like that. No, never heard of
such. And never learned how to swim.
We never learned to swim. No, never.
Well,
no.
Where do you learn to swim when you're next to Lake Superior?
Well, Merle and somebody else learned to swim out here in the harbor, right?
Pat,
right out here, on these ponds right out here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our stepfather would meet the school bus at our driveway, and Marge and I, wouldn't even go home, and we would head on a Friday night after school right to Grand Portage and in that boat and to Clark's Bay during that. The herring run, the fall herring run, and we'd work till 2-3 in the morning. You know, Marge and I had to dress the fish, round them out, and pick the spawn at the same time. And I was so short, I had to stand on a fish box to reach the gutting table. And then we would Sunday late in the day. We'd have to help set the nets and pick the nets.
Wow.
And then the nets were pulled on Sunday, and then we would have to come in and get those fish all cleaned up, and then we'd head to Grand Portage with the fish. And we would dock at, his name was Sig Olson, and he was a fisherman himself, and he was on the east side of Grand Portage Bay, and then proceed to get home, and the next morning we had to go to school, and of course we only had one pair of boots, so we would scrape the fish scales off our boots to wear to school. I was maybe 11, 12 then, and Margie was 2 years older than me. But we always got a seat on the school bus. Because you can imagine what those boots smell like. I didn't figure that out for many years.
You figured out years later that what that was.
Of course we had to work.
We've always worked. We've always worked.
Well, it doesn't take you long to figure out that if you work, you get money, because there was no money at home. We were poor. We didn't have money. A nickel was, you probably didn't get it if you asked for one.
No.
know how what I tell my kids, because they always get after me because I'm so fussy about cleanliness in my home and taking care of things. And I always say, well, when you grow up with nothing, and when you finally have some money to buy something, I believe in taking care of it then.
Oh, yes.
I'm not, you know, and I guess we've all got some of that. We're not big throwaway people. You want things fixed. You just don't want to run by a new one. We were so poor, but we were never sick. Never.
No.
Never. We ate fish and deer meat. And when you ran out of deer meat, you went and poached another one. And we grew, when we lived in Pigeon River, we grew our own vegetables. But we never had much fruit. We didn't have a balanced diet.
Yeah.
A lot of smoked fish, a lot of lake trout and herring. We don't think nothing of it.
No. That was life. That's how we grew up.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Moments in Time featuring Mildred Potter Thorson and Honey Potter Eliason. Today's edition of Moments in Time is a co-production of WTIP and the Cook County Historical Society. Bob Pratt conducted today's interview, and the segment was produced by Kathy Quinn. I'm Leonard Savanya. Remember, today's event is tomorrow's history.